Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for listening in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That way you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. It's a free call from your cell phone or your landline. Everything is free long distance these days, right? Free long distance, right? And so I have a great show for you today. So sit back, relax, and listen, okay? And call in and say whatever you want to say about today's topic. Now, today's word of the day is live it. Livid, L-I-V-I-D, livid. Livid is an adjective, and it means discolored by bruising, black and blue, ashen or pallid, reddish, very angry or enraged. That's, let's see, today's weather. I just had the weather. Today's weather right now is 55 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 68 today. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 71, low of 53. Saturday, 74 and 53. Sunday, chance of rain, 71 and 52. So, looks like we're going to have a nice end of the week coming as far as the weather goes. Today's kind of partly cloudy, but you should have some peaks of sunshine in there during the day. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, guys, anyway, I have a great show for you today. So again, kind of sit back and listen, and then you can comment, on this story. I mean, it really is horrific from a woman's point of view, from a black woman's point of view, from a black person's point of view. I just had to talk about this today after reading this story. All right. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you guys can call in and comment. Episode is entitled "The Most Horrific Cop Rape Case You Have Never Heard Of." The most horrific cop rape case you have never heard of. Now, a cop in Oklahoma City rapes 13 black women in poor neighborhoods and may get away with the crime because of an all-white jury. So I wanted to talk about this craziness today, all right? And I'm gonna read you guys this story, and then we'll come back and we'll comment a little bit before the show ends. All right. Now, again, this is again, what I'm saying is the most horrific cop rape case you have never heard of, and so this is from the Daily Beast. .com. You can go to the dailybeast.com and look up this article. And it said, did this white cop rape 13 black women? Okay, it's a travesty that Daniel Holzclaw, who could be let off by an all-white jury after allegedly rampaging through Oklahoma City assaulting poor black women, isn't headline news. Daniel Holzclaw should be a household name. He should be on the front page of every newspaper in the country. His criminal trial should be featured in the A blocks of national news broadcasts. We should be able to recognize him on sight. We should be able to number and name the horrendous crimes he allegedly committed. Should he ever walk the streets again, he should enjoy not a single moment of anonymity. Holzclaw, a 28-year-old former Oklahoma City police officer, is an alleged sexual predator who prosecutors say used his badge to rape at least 13 women over a seven-month period. The alleged victims of his increasingly brazen pattern of attacks, prosecutors say, included an underage girl and a grandmother, ranging in age from 17 to 57. All but one are black. All live in the same poverty-stricken, predominantly African-American neighborhood in the northeast section of the city. They were picked because they were black and poor. They were picked because the perpetrator thought nobody would give a damn. It's been 2 days since the jury began its deliberation, and there is a growing unease about the potential for a not guilty verdict. On Wednesday morning, 8 men and 4 women filed into an Oklahoma courtroom and began their third day of deliberations. As of this writing, there has been no verdict. That Holzclaw could face life in prison for 36 felony charges of rape, forcible oral sodomy, burglary, and sexual battery. It is worth noting that while the city population is nearly 40% minority, the jury panel all white. Some of the accusers said the officer violated them in their own homes while wearing department issue uniform. One woman testified that after Holzclaw ran her name and found an active warrant, he took her to an abandoned school where he raped her. Another said she was forced to perform sex acts on the side of the road. Another said she was sexually violated while handcuffed to a hospital bed. Investigators said they found DNA from what some believe is an unknown 14th victim inside the crotch of his uniform. The last accused to testify was only 17 when she said Claw raped her on her mother's porch just after dark. The officer first told her he needed to search her for drugs, she testified. He first groped her under her clothes before pushing his fingers into her vagina, she said. Then he unzipped the fly of his trousers and raped her. The youngest of the accusers, some of them suspected of prostitution or drug possession, others with an active warrant, she wondered out loud, what kind of police do you call on the police? Far too many living on the margins and with no real voice in the system, the answer is nobody. A 6'1", 260-pound, 260 pounds, the former Eastern Michigan football player allegedly used threats of violence and arrest to ensure their silence. Holzclaw was apparently betting on that. He was apparently betting that if they were taught, if they ever, we wouldn't care. Once arrested and headed for trial, he had to be banking on at least a majority white jury. Three black men were reportedly struck from the jury panel. He didn't go after doctors, lawyers, housewives, and school teachers in a white suburb. I'm sorry. He allegedly targeted and preyed on women he apparently thought no one would believe. Women who didn't have the power to push an investigation or to demand his arrest. Indeed, in the end, most were afraid to come forward. Afraid no one would believe them. Afraid that they themselves would be arrested. They weren't the kind of women who make for good victims on the evening news or on the witness stand. Even if identified, they would be hesitant to speak out. It wasn't until a 50-something-year-old grandmother came forward that detectives took a real real interest in the case. She said Holzclaw snickered and grinned as he forced her into oral sodomy during a traffic stop. "Oh my God, he's going to kill me," she testified. "That's what I kept saying to myself." Holzclaw was placed on administrative leave and eventually arrested after investigators used GPS tracking devices to corroborate the accuser's stories. He was fired in January 2015. All too often, despite the presence of physical evidence, as a society, we refuse to believe black women can be victims or survivors of sexual violence. The scales are further tipped when the assailant is wearing a badge. After all, he was an officer of the law, and they were a collection of suspected prostitutes and drug addicts. The Holzclaw defense team, which has denied the charges, is banking on the notion that an all-white jury won't believe the accusers and that they will believe any sexual acts in place were consensual. Invariably, over the course of the trial, the accusers were cast as liars and criminals whose testimony could not be trusted. Meanwhile, his defense attorneys described Holzclaw as a model police officer who had been on the force and was an all-American good guy. Curiously, the case, the allegations, the investigation, the trial has largely escaped wide media coverage, besides, save for a spate of bloggers and a handful of news stories about the trial, has been deafening. The women, the case of the crime allegedly committed by a sworn officer, have been all invisible. In too many newsrooms, a story doesn't get real attention until a college football team threatens to walk out, or thousands take to the streets in protest, until a bridge or highway gets blocked, or a hunger strike takes root in a state house. We've got things to do. Unfortunately, we don't take notice until somebody sets a drugstore on fire, or a reporter gets arrested in a fast food restaurant. For too many of us, the story doesn't get real attention until it could happen to us, until we can see ourselves living the life of the victim. Too many of us cannot imagine ourselves in the same shoes as an Oklahoma prostitute, a crack addict, or a teenage runaway. We cannot see ourselves, our daughters, our sisters, or our mothers knowingly living under the watchful eyes of an unrepentant predator. We cannot imagine what it's like to have no voice. We cannot imagine ourselves black, poor, and powerless. Holzclaw apparently knew we wouldn't give a damn. That's why he allegedly chose them. Now, guys, I mean, it's sad to see what's going on here. You know, how things are working out for this case, but it seems like this guy may get off from raping these women. He has an all-white jury. His lawyers are discrediting these women because they I don't know if they're prostitutes. I don't know if they say they may be prostitutes. They may be crack addicts or whatever. They have a few warrants on themselves. I mean, there's virtually a bad situation. And he has, you know, apparently gone after these women. Okay, and he knows that these women are, you know, he's got this information. Well, he's a police officer, right? So he has that information, or he can get that information. All right. So once he get that information and know who's, you know, who's who, and that you know, pretty much go and do whatever he want, because they're already in a situation, you know, is not good. And because of that, you know, and he takes advantage by raping these women, making them commit oral, you know, committing oral sodomy on these women, and making them commit oral sodomy. You know, when you're in that situation, I'm speaking for them from the woman's point of view. If you're in that situation, I mean, come on, man. Take me to jail. Okay? Don't sexually assault me. Take me to jail. If I have a warrant, if you caught me prostituting, if you got me, you know, caught me smoking crack or whatever, take me to jail. Why are you raping these women? Are you not getting whatever you need at home? That's why you're raping these women? What's the deal? And for me, you know, I'm thinking, man, this guy is on the edge, right? Keeping these women for really no reason. You know? But he's definitely gonna get his. You know, and if he does go to jail and he's been raping these black women, you know that the prisoners are gonna know exactly what he's coming to jail for. They're gonna be waiting for him, and they're gonna get him. And they're going to tear him a new you-know-what hole. Okay? And so he'll be getting his. And, you know, that's – and he's a cop. Man, is going to be bad, okay? And for it not to be a new story, that's another thing. Yeah, you know, like they say, this should have been on all the newscasts. Okay, this should have been something that was on all the newscasts. Maybe not here, but should have been all plastered all over the thing on in Oklahoma City. When somebody does crimes like this and they're a police officer, they should be in trouble. Hey, that's all the time I have today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for taking some time out of your day to listen. And all I can say is take care of yourselves. It's Thursday. We're sliding right into the weekend. We're going there fast. So this Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Take care of yourselves and take care of your family, guys.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasure so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgalicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a slice of what I got, so delicious.
Taste it, taste it.
Burgalicious, def, burgalicious, def, burgalicious, def. Burgalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always clean, they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm burgalicious,
so delicious.
My body stays vicious, got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness, he's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch. What a guy, so delicious.
It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a slice of what I got, so delicious.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Baby, baby, baby. If you really want that, honey, get some fresh. Baby, then you get a taste.
I'm the taste and taste. I'll be laced with lace. It's so safe and taste.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me, up and down, looking at me. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it. But I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious. But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what a guy got.
Oh,